This is Arizona Board of Executive Commerce, so we meet at our headquarters, 1645 West Jefferson in Phoenix, Arizona. We are now scheduled for a parole hearing, that is a 412A311, a home arrest hearing, and that is for Mr. Scott T. Barnes, B-R-N-E-S, ADC number 058848. For this hearing, we have five board members present to participate in this hearing. Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis, and my name is C.T. Wright. I will serve as a lead for this hearing. According to information that we have, just for information, Mr. Barnes did waive his appearance before this board today for his hearing, and he officially signed the document on June 27, 2018, indicating that he wished to waive his appearance before the board this morning. According to some information that I've gleaned, Mr. Barnes is serving one term, and that is first-degree murder. And the sentence at its beginning date back on November 26, 1985. He became parole eligible on November 26, 2010. He did submit a progress report, and just for information, he's had a number of programs over the years. He has not had any recent ones. I believe that his most recent one would have been in 2014. I don't think he's had any since then, but prior to then he's had several, and I won't go over all of them, but air condition, thinking straight, custodian maintenance, smart, building maintenance, air condition as HVAC, and so forth and so on, smart, culture diversity, culture, and I could go on and on, but he's had a number of programs, and I wish to commend him for the number of programs that he's had, although, as I stated before, he's not had any recently. In terms of his release plan itself, he plans to work as a licensed contractor when he's released, but he did not give any further information that I gleaned or what else he would do when he would release, such as where he would be residing and so forth. So I don't have that information. And I did not come across any support letters for him or any letters from the department, from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office either. I do take note that over the past few years, he's had some disciplines. In 2016, he had a discipline for tampering with, I guess, public security or something, and that was a major. He also had one for threatening, I believe that was threatening staff in 2016. And he also had a minor for violating women expectations also in 2016. In 2015, he had theft, possession. He also had, and that was a minor, he was not guilty of obeying or disobeying a verbal. And he had an informal one that was resolved for misuse of mail. I would point out the fact that he was a member, STG, the Aaron Brotherhood, and based on Ames, that he has not, he's still a member of the group, and that's just based on Ames. I won't go any further into that information at this time. He's appeared before this board several times. The last time he appeared before this board would have been June 28, 2017. And at that time, among the board members who were present at this time, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Lee Kiwanis, and myself, C.T. Wright, did participate in that hearing. At that time, we did not have the participation of the Honorable Mr. Rittenhouse or the Honorable Mr. David Neal. This is their first time participating in a hearing for Mr. Barnes. According to just a brief, very brief summary, the offense itself, as I've stated, was committed on November 21st, 1985. He murdered a 75-year-old female. And she weighed about 102 pounds, and in fact, recently she had been walking on a cane, and her health had gone down. He had had contact with her, and as much as he had done some handiwork for her in the past. And he was, she was found dead in her residence at 614 East Orange in Phoenix, and so she had the blood all over her face, hands, and she had been cut and beat this up several times. Based upon the investigation by the Phoenix Police Department, they were able to identify Mr. Bond as being the offender. He also robbed her residence at that time. He had taken advantage of her by taking a couple of televisions, one color, one black and white, also a stereo. Also, he had taken some tools because her husband was a contractor. He had had a long criminal record as a juvenile. From 1981 to 1983, as a juvenile, he had committed 12 offenses. And as an adult, this was his first offense, the one that we are talking about at this particular time. After having had the opportunity of reviewing his information, I'm not in favor, but as I indicated, we have two board members who have not participated. We have two others, excluding myself, who did participate. So I'm going to open up now for any discussion from board members as it relates to Mr. Scott T. Barnes. Any discussion by board member? Yes, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse.
Thank you, sir. I just want to make a note that this morning we received a letter from the Maricopa County Attorney. It was in the mailbox. It wasn't with the packet. So it was delivered and it's dated July 16th, 2018. And that letter opposes both.
Thank you so much for putting that in the record. I did not see it this morning. Everybody, they do their homework. So, yes, thank you so very much. So, we do have a letter opposing from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Any further discussion by board members? Here, no further discussion by board members. Therefore, I am going to offer a motion, and my motion would be to deny general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge for Mr. Scott T. Barnes, B-A-R-N-E-S, ADC number 058848. And that is my motion to deny, and I am requesting a one-year set-off as well, inasmuch as the offense took place in 1985.
Second.
Mm-hmm. Motion by myself to deny, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Cavadas, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. And the type of offense, this is a 412 A 411 home arrest, 1 year set off, and reasons for the denial that we're going to include the serious violent offense, loss of human life, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim in as much as he has been assaulted, age of the victim, 75 years of age, serious bodily injury, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't believe, I did not see any unless I missed it, no family or community support. I'm going to include, unless I hear objection, poor release plan, because the other thing, he did not say anything what he would do if he's released. And I would also say no recent program. He said program, but none recently. I believe since 2015, and I'm going to call 16 and 15, especially 16, as being a recent disciplinary infraction, although that was 2 years ago, but that to me is somewhat recent. Is there anything else that any board member wishes to include? Hearing nothing else, then based upon the unanimous will of the board, he has been denied, that is, general parole, home arrest or absolute discharge, and we have stated the reason, and he has been given a one-year set-off, which means that he will be certified by the Department of Correction in about a year from now, not an exact date, to come before this board again. This will end the hearing for Mr. Scott T. Barnes. Thanks so much for your participation.